Are you expecting to hear the Isley Brothers song, Shout, right about now? Forget it. This is Raul Malo.
Well, hello again. Tell me where you've been.
The Grammy-winning country, Latin, rockabilly, rock, and everything else music star is back with his first solo album of original material in 7 years. It's called Lucky One. Malo first made his mark in the early 90s as the leader of the country hybrid group The Mavericks. On many cuts on this new solo release, Malo seems to be channeling the ghostly voice and glimmering guitar licks of Roy Orbison. Raul Malo is in the studios of NPR member station WPLN in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome back to the show, and welcome back as a solo artist, Raul.
Well, thank you, Leanne. Great to be here, and been having fun not only making the record, but touring it as well.
So. Yeah. Hello Again is sort of an appropriate song. I mean, you and I spoke way back when you were in the Mavericks, but it's not about me, is it? This is really a song of heartbreak you're singing.
Yeah, I guess it is. I've always liked songs that have a fun, happy kind of melody with sad lyrics. I've always loved that juxtaposition. You know, people kind of think, oh, it's so fun and this and that, and then they listen to the lyrics and they go, wait a minute, that it's not that much fun.
Yeah. What influences do you think you've picked up on your way to this recording from the time you were in with the Mavericks?
Wow. Well, you know, I've always kind of looked at it as an evolution. You know, you're always I've had the great fortune of playing with some great people over the years and trying different things. And so all that stuff stays with you. I'm a huge music fan. And whenever I've had the chance to play with some of my heroes, I've been fortunate in my life to have met many of them and played with some of them.
You're in the studio there with a bassist and a trumpet player. So we want to take advantage of that.
Sure.
All right. What's the name of the song?
Well, we're going to do the title track to the record, Lucky One.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. All in love is fair. Same way everywhere. It simply has no rules. I never took the time out or paid it any mind. Didn't matter when or lose. I met you, things have changed. Cloudy skies are brighter days. Even fate has turned my way. I know that I would be a fool not to bet it all on you and let the chips fall where they may. Now I am the lucky one. I will always be the lucky one. As long as you are close to me, like a gambling man who always, always holds a winning hand. Losing's just a thought I can't conceive. The world's a better place. One look at you is all it takes. And I surrender willingly. Close to me. Mm-hmm.
take their vows. Many times I've wondered how they say those words so easily. That happiness, hide their loneliness. Were the things I couldn't see. I may never understand what would make a man think he found the one he needs. But I don't question why. I just believe that I have found a love that's meant to be. Close to me. As long as you are close to me. As long as you are close to me.
That's the tune Lucky One, performed by Raul Malo with bassist Jay Weaver. Jamerson Sevitz is on trumpet, and they're in the studios of WPLN in Nashville. And that's the title tune from Raul Malo's new CD, Lucky One. Would it be inappropriate for me to fall in love with you, like right here and now? I mean, that song is just honey in the ear, I swear, honey in the ear. Where has this song been hiding, or did you start from scratch with the material for this record 2 years ago?
Yeah, pretty much from scratch. The songs just kind of start to take a life of their own, you know. I like to write and then see where the music is going and how it's sounding and this and that, and then it just kind of, sooner or later, they start to sound like a record, and then you just pick your favorite ones, you know.
Do you have a notebook or a recorder with you when you get inspiration to put it down?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Notebook, recorders, bar napkins, sometimes kids' forearms, you know, whatever.
Whatever
my
works.
Kids around, come here. Yeah, I'd take their notebooks, you know.
Sounds like a good
way
to work. Well, you
never know when it hits, so.
That's true. You never do, but many of the songs on this CD do. You said I could choose the next one, right?
Sure.
Well, I know you've talked a lot because people have made many comparisons between you and sounding like Roy Orbison. Do you hear that? are you tired of it?
No. You know, I guess when you're starting out, you know, you kind of, you have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder. And, you know, and I was like, no, I don't sound like Roy Orbison. I'm my own person, blah, blah, blah. You know, and so I used to take it personally. And then I realized that is the greatest compliment in the world, you know. And obviously he is one of my heroes, and you know what, if that's what I sound like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Would you mind playing the song Something Tells Me?
Oh, well, we just so happen to have that one. Yes.
Oh, great.
1, 2, 3, 4. Something tells me you don't even know what I'm feeling. Somehow doesn't show. Time will tell me if I'm wrong or right. I just wanna be with you tonight.
I'd whisper in your ear all the little nothings you wouldn't ever want to hear. Something tells me
that's Raoul Malo in the studios of WPLN in Nashville playing Something Tells Me from his new CD, Lucky One. Roy Orbison is smiling after hearing that. I think so. That song just reminded me of, you know, the days of 45s and being in one's teenaged bedroom and in love with somebody at the boys' school and wanting them to call. It's a great song. Great song.
Well, thank you so much.
You've had a number of singles in the top 40 country charts, but do you feel you fit comfortably in that genre? Because this CD is really a hybrid. It could cross over.
Yeah, I mean, the Mavericks certainly started off in country music, and I love country music, especially the old traditional stuff. I grew up listening to a lot of that. But I'm not so sure that, you know, to qualify the Mavericks as just a country band is probably a bit unfair, not only to the Mavericks, but to country bands. I don't consider myself a country music artist. I just consider myself a singer-songwriter and who every once in a while writes a country song and does the Grand Ole Opry, which I love doing every once in a while. So
I love that this was recorded in your living room. And on one tune, you actually do a shout-out to your beloved Rottweiler, Albert.
Oh, yeah.
In the song Haunting Me. So we'll let people find that on the CD, but we're going to take advantage again of you being in the recording studio. And you picked one, I picked one. What would you like to play us out with?
We spoke about country music. Why don't I play one that I recorded a couple of years ago on a record called After Hours. And this is sort of my take on a great Eddie Arnold song. It goes like this.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my home.
That's vocalist and guitarist Raoul Malo, bassist Jay Weaver, and trumpeter Jameson Sevitz with a classic Eddie Arnold tune. Raoul Malo's new CD is called Lucky One. Special thanks to RTD Burkhan and to the engineers at member station WPLN in Nashville. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.